Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Ooh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Let me tell you something. There's always something that you can thank God for. Y'all got to catch that. There is always something that you have an opportunity to thank God for. So today I'm talking about the process of being transformed. Listen, if you don't check your heart, hey, if we don't start with checking our heart, listen, it says you're doing this for yourselves. It says about the renewing of your mind, by the new ideas and the new attitude, so that you may, not somebody down the road, not even God, he says, so that you may know what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So there's three levels to this. There's a good level, there's an acceptable level, and there's a perfect will of God. My wife is always saying, all I want is the perfect will of God. It's good. It's good that you accepted Christ. It's good. That's good. You accepted Christ. Now, the acceptable, this is me. This is how I'm looking at it. It's good. This is how I have to look at it. It was good that I was saved. But I wasn't doing the saved stuff. I was still doing worldly stuff. I was saying I was saved. It was good that I knew who Christ was. It was good that I knew that I can allow, I can have Christ in the heart. But now I'm talking about the acceptable. Some stuff is not acceptable. The acceptable is when you truly start transforming and living your life to it. Now, there's struggles in the acceptable, right? There's some struggles. It's when we get to this struggle place. But when we're striving for this perfect will, we get to the place where I don't even care what the struggle looks like. I don't care what the struggle feels like. All I want is your perfect will. Because if I can be transformed to your perfect will, if my attitude can be transformed, if my thinking can be transformed, if my heart could be transformed, and I can get to the place where the perfect will that Jesus says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That nevertheless, that I can get on the cross and die for you, that I can love the unlovable. I can love the person that molests me. I can love the person that abused me. I can love the person that mistreated me. I can forgive the person that have done the worst things to me. I can do the person that is talking about me. I can listen. We're talking about going from a good. We're talking about process here, a process of being transformed. You being transformed from this good thing. Now God says that's good, Gerald. Now you good, you're in church, you're hearing the word, but now it's acceptable. Now I need your lifestyle to change. I need your lifestyle to change. You can't just stay in good, just saying, I know who God is, I know who Jesus is, and I know I accept it. Now I'm acceptable. Now your life has to change. Your heart has to change. Your attitude has to change. Your mind has to change. Everything about you has to change. Because there's another level to where I want you to be. The other level, most people don't like to get to the next level because it takes major work. It takes you dying to yourself. It takes that you take yourself out of the picture and you say, I'm all God. You will never tell God, I ain't doing that. That's a perfect will. That's a perfect will. Acceptable. You'll battle. I'm not telling you something. This is my process. because I used to hear my wife says, all I want is God's perfect will. And in my mind, I'm trying to like, what the heck is this perfect will? You know what this perfect will is? It's dying to yourself. It's like, you know, I don't care. It don't even matter. It don't matter what you say. It don't matter what my wife say. It don't matter what my grandma say, my mama say, my uncle say, whoever say. It don't even matter. What matters is what God wants. Period. Say no more. When you can get to that place where you can tell yourself, self, be quiet. I'm doing this God's way. And then to a place where you don't, that yourself don't even talk to you anymore because it already knows what you're going to do. Because your mind is already made up. Your attitude is already towards the perfect will of God. Your heart is already set in a place where it's a nevertheless for me. It's a nevertheless for me. This is the process for me. It's going to be God or it's going to be God. I don't have a plan B. As Christ live in me, I live in Christ. Period. I'm not substituting. I'm not. I don't have the luxury of picking something else. I already did that already. That almost put me in hell. Absolutely not. So I'm choosing to do it the right way. I'm choosing to walk this Romans out. I'm not going to be conformed to this world. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm striving for the perfect will. I don't want just good. I don't want just acceptable. I want God's perfect will. Do you know what? Listen, there's so much more in God's perfect will because you have totally understood this, that you don't belong to yourself. You was bought with a price. So why not? Jesus came and paid a price for you. So why wouldn't I want God's perfect will? Why wouldn't I want the work that I have to do to get in God's perfect will? All right. That's Romans 12, y'all. That I'm telling you my process of being transformed. You know, that's my thinking because I heard my wife say it and then I watched her do it. So he gave me a living example of somebody like, it's going to be God. It's going to be God. I want God's perfect will. I watched her do this and I desired it. And now my attitude is towards it. My heart is towards it. You hear me? I'm being transformed and I'm loving every minute of it. I'm loving the process. I'm loving the hard times of it because I understand that I'm supposed to learn something in this hard time. It builds my character. It builds my faith. It builds my believing in God's word. So I ain't missing nothing. It causes me to walk in his statutes. It causes me to walk in it, to strive for his perfect will. Man, listen, I'm trying to get there. This is a process for me. And it's a process for everybody. So that was Romans. That was Romans 12 and 2. Do not be conformed to this world. Fashion after or accept or adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed. Let's be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's get your mind right. Renew your mind, right? And it says, and it's new attitude. So you got to get your attitude right also, so that you may prove to yourself what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So my last one, right? And I'm going to be quick. My last one is Philippians 1 and 6. Philippians 1 and 6, and it says, and I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who begins a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work, the perfecting and bringing it to the full completion in you. That's why I'm okay. That's why I'm okay of doing this until Jesus get here. That's why I'm okay with doing it until God says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because I'm convinced. Because this word tells me that the word says, I am convinced, sure of this very thing, that he who begins a good work, come on, man. God is doing a good work in me. You heard me? He's doing a good work in me. And so I'm good. Hey, Lord, continue to do a good work in me. A good work. It says, begin a good work in you will continue until the day of. Listen, this This is an ongoing thing. This ain't just I'm gonna get it done today. So that's the problem. We want this microwave stuff, and then you don't have to do anything else. This is a good work. So there's things that this is a work. Things happening to be worked out through. It says until Christ. Think about this now. See, that takes away, that right there takes away your that quote unquote time. How long do I have to do this? How long is this gonna last? How long is this? This right here says until. It says continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return. So now I need y'all to literally stop asking God, how long? How long you have to go through this? How long is it going to be that God is trying to do a good work in you? He is trying to get you back to the original place. You checking your heart, check your mind, check your attitude, check your words. He's trying to get you back. It says up until the day Jesus Christ, right up to the time he returns, developing that good work. So he's developing a good work in you. Are you okay with being developed? Are you okay with being transformed? Are you okay with it? Are you mad at God because you're being developed? And development doesn't feel good, especially when you don't know something, especially when you're trying to learn something. No, it's frustrating. Sometimes it's irritating. But you got to ask God for the grace to do it. Give me the grace, God. Listen, I'm in school right now. I'm taking class right now. And I'm a great student now. I'm the best student. I'm an A+ student. I'm the head of the class. I tell myself that. Why? Because it drives me to do better. It drives me not to give up. It drives me for the enemy to not to tell me I'm going to fail. I'm a failure. Y'all better catch what I'm talking about. Catch what I'm saying. So I told God, I'll be a forever student. So guess what? He put me in positions where I have to always learn. He put me in positions where I don't know stuff. I don't know this business. I don't know this business he put me in. I don't know this business he making me start. I don't know this business. And I have to learn it. I have to learn it from zero to the top, from the bottom to the top. I got to know ins and out of it. And I can't let it go until I know it. And I'm okay with learning. Because he's expanding my capacity to learn. You heard me? He's expanding my capacity to learn. And so now I'm in this place of just being a sponge to learn. I'm okay. My wife said, what you doing, babe? I said, I'm in class. Oh, she put a smile on her face because she knew how hard it was for me to learn. She's understanding God is still developing me. God is still developing the good work in me. He's still developing me, and I'm okay, and it will be until Jesus Christ come up on the scene. I'm okay with that. So I'm telling you right now, please get out of the time. How long do I have to do this? Whatever. Let's cut that out. Okay, let's cut that out. So listen, I've given you some scriptures. I'm gonna need you to take these scriptures, and I want you to meditate on them. I want you to ask God, what is it that he needs you that you need to do to be more developed? And say, God, I'm okay with being transformed daily. I'm okay with you developing a good work in me daily. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you searching my heart. I'm okay with you developing my mind, that you're renewing my mind. You're renewing a right spirit within me. I'm okay. And then let's walk it out. Amen. Thank y'all. I pray that these things, this stretching you, because I'm telling you, this is my ingredients. This is the, this, these, I'm getting ready to now take these scriptures and just put them into a declaration now. Because God is, he's talking to me right now. While I'm talking to y'all, he's talking to me. He said, now I want you to write these declarations. I want you to start declaring this thing, because now I'm taking you to another place. It's another level of development. There's another level of transformation that I'm taking you to, Gerald. There's another place that I need your heart to go through. There's another place that I'm trying to mold you to. There's new statute. There's a new lane that I'm getting ready to put you in. There's a new shift that's getting ready to happen. And I need your mind right. Not only your mind right, but I need your heart right. But I'm gonna need you to understand that I'm gonna put you in this world, but you're not gonna be of this world. You're going to influence the world-minded people, because what I do kingdom is going to enhance, it's gonna shock the people. It's gonna shock the people. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, I'm on a journey. If y'all know my history, y'all know my past, y'all know my testimony, y'all know my story, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Y'all ain't seen it. Y'all said, oh, he's a miracle. He's that. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. I'm still being developed. I'm still being transformed. I'm still working. God still has me working. I haven't come out of the secret place that God is having me in. Y'all happen to see it because he makes it. He causes me to put my information on social media, and I just have to put it out there. But let me tell you something. I'm okay with this. This is therapeutic to me. This is an opportunity where I can't see you. I see me. So I'm ministering to myself more than I'm ministering to you. So if you happen to just get it, because I probably wouldn't say some of this stuff if I was just looking at myself in the mirror. But because I'm looking at myself now I'm ministering to myself. I'm ministering to my spirit man, that when I get off of here, my spirit man is in a whole nother place. I'm so rejuvenated. I'm so charged. I'm so pumped up. Come on, God. This is new. Thank you, Lord, for where you're taking me. Thank you for my process. Thank you for the process that you're taking each and every person that is coming on this line. Thank you, Father God, that you're remolding them. Thank you, Father God, that you're renewing their minds. You're renewing a right spirit within them. Thank you, Father God, that you're willing to search their hearts, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're removing the stony heart. You're removing the hard heart. Father God, you're giving them a heart of flesh, Father God. We thank you that they're able to love again. We thank you, Father God, that you are delivering them from the inability to love, the inability to forgive. But Father God, you're declaring that they shall forgive, then they shall let go. Father God, they're no longer harboring and holding on to the hurt and the pain, but Father, they're being delivered, Father God, from those things now in the name of Jesus. They're delivered from their past. They're delivered from those things that are trying to draw them back now in the name of Jesus. Father, they're disconnecting themselves to all soul ties. Anything that is worldly, anything that is any desires and worldly influence that comes to contaminate the mind and the heart. Father God, we say that they're being removed as far as the east is from the west. We say that the blood of Jesus, Father God, washes our minds, Father God. It cleanses our mind. It cleanses our soul. We declare that there's a right spirit within us today, Father God. We thank you that, Father, that you are developing us daily. You're developing us, Father God, until Christ comes. We welcome it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you for developing a good work in us. We thank you, Father God, that that there's a perfecting that is happening, Father God, in us now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we welcome the correction. We welcome, Father God, the pruning, Father, that will look more like you. Father, we repent for the times that we didn't look like you, didn't sound like you, we didn't speak like you, we didn't hear like you, we didn't look like you. Father God, we forgive. Forgive us now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Father, for the blessing of these people, Father. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood, a bloodline perimeter set around them that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. I thank you, Father God, that you're dissecting their heart. Father God, I thank you that this morning is heart surgery, Father God, that they're going through a place where you're pulling and creating a new heart for them. A heart transplant is being done today, Father God, that they truly are a new creature in you, Father. We thank you right now that this message, Father God, goes into every man, woman, and child's world. And I thank you, Father God, that it brings forth a motivation to live right, Father God. Not, we won't settle for the good. We won't settle for the acceptable. But Father God, we choose your perfect will. We strive for your perfect will. Father, we will no longer settle for just the good and acceptable. But Father God, we embrace the nevertheless. Not my will, but thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done in our life, Father God. We want your perfect will. Father, we understand that there's a process of getting to your perfect will. We understand that there's a development that has to happen for us to get to your perfect will. But Father, we won't stop. We won't stop, Father God, until we reach your perfect will. We won't stop, Father God. Let your perfect will be in our mind. Let your perfect will be in our heart. Let your perfect will be in our spirit. Let your perfect will be all upon us now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we move in this. We accept it right now. We accept everything that you bring to us now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that our attitude has changed to the perfect will. We will no longer compromise. We will no longer compromise. We will no longer be carnal. We will no longer find ourselves in gray areas, Father. But we choose to be close to you. We choose to be in you. We choose to know you. We choose to embrace you. We choose, Father God, this day to serve you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our spirit, with all of our soul. So, Father, we embrace the transformation. We embrace the development stage of where we are right now. Father, we know it's uncomfortable. You know it's uncomfortable. But, Father, you're building our character. You're building our faith. You're building our strength. You're building our stamina. So, Father, we thank you that we see it that way. And we won't quit on you. So I bind the quitting spirit, the giving up spirit. Father God, I renounce every word, every time we have said, I give up, I quit. I don't want to do it. It don't take all of that. Father God, I renounce them now in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that they will no longer be a stronghold over the people that have said it. In the name of Jesus. So I bind all backlash and retaliation. Every form of get back, all forms of revenge because of this commitment. And I want you to make a commitment to God. I want you to make a commitment to God. I want you to write a declaration and declare that you will strive for his perfect will. You'll strive and be okay with the development. Be okay with the transformation process. God, I desire your perfect will. And I know that there's going to be work to get to the perfect will. No longer will I settle for the good. No longer will I settle for the acceptable. But Father, take me and transform me, develop me into the perfect will. That I'm able to walk in the perfect will. That I'm able to live in the perfect will. And I'm okay with the process. I'm okay with the transformation. I'm okay with the adjustments. I'm okay with the corrections. I'm okay. God is doing something with the men. Men, hello. Men, hello. Y'all coming out them caves. You coming out them highways and byways. You coming out this adulterous stuff. You coming out these drugs and addictions. You coming out of it. Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, you gonna come out. Oh, you gonna come out. You coming out. You coming out. You coming out. God says you gonna come out. God said you're going to come out. God, I know. I'm praying that my voice and my word goes into every man's ear gate in the name of Jesus. I declare that PPKs are rising all throughout the world in the name of Jesus. there's another zeal and another fire that God has lit inside of me for the men. Man, come on, y'all. When the men get in place, when the men know how to cover, when the men know how to pray, when the men know how to prophesy, when the men know how to walk in their kingdom dominion. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'm excited. Jesus. 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 I'm getting excited. All right, God. Hey, listen. Hey, y'all got me stirred up. I got to go. All right. Hey, listen. Hey, y'all have a blessed day. And y'all remember, this is a development process. You're going to be, the enemy going to try to test you today to see what your development process is, to see if you're going to be transformed. Count it all joy. Start laughing at him. Let him know, hey, I walk in authority and power. You have nothing here. No, I'm not reverting back to the old. I'm going to walk in my new. I'm going to walk in my new development. I'm going to walk in my new attitude. I'm going to walk in my, I'm going to walk in the new spirit that lives inside of me. In Jesus' name. Hey, y'all be blessed. And y'all have a wonderful day. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. I pray that you choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hey, y'all, listen, have a great day.